Protests of President Donald Trump started even before he took office, and they've been widespread since his inauguration. Members of a self-described resistance to the president are organizing themselves online, many of them using a document that emerged in December called Indivisible, a practical guide for resisting the Trump agenda. One of its founders says the goal is to build a Tea Party for the left. We're joined now by Ezra Levin, co-author of that document and co-founder of the nonprofit Indivisible. Ezra, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the guide for resisting the Trump agenda? Just the couple of bullet points that people should know.
Yeah, so the guide is about how individual constituents can resist the Trump agenda, and it's based on a basic understanding of how American democracy works, which is that Donald Trump's agenda doesn't depend on Donald Trump. It depends on individual members of Congress choosing to rubber stamp it instead of fight it. And the great thing about Congress, and there aren't very many great things, it's got an approval rating on par with toenail fungus for a reason,
right.
But every member of Congress wakes up every morning thinking, how am I going to get reelected? That gives constituents a lot of power. So we laid out a system inspired a lot by the Tea Party and the smart strategies and tactics they implemented for progressives today. Who want to resist the Trump agenda.
Which is basically call your representative, email your representative, go to the town meetings, do the things that the Tea Party members did back in 2009.
That's more or less right. What I would say is the more difficult and time-consuming the action is, the more impactful it's going to be. Emails are really easy to ignore. Calls are pretty good. The very best thing you can do is show up in person at town halls or at public events and make clear that you expect that member of Congress to be your voice in Washington and not a rubber stamp for Donald Trump.
So why do you think that up until now, the left in this country hasn't been engaging in this kind of thing, at least not in as significant a way as the right?
Well, I think there are many instances throughout American history of progressives voicing their concerns and lobbying their members of Congress. I think what we've seen over the last 8 years is a progressive president. And so naturally, you've seen a grassroots movement not based in opposition to him in the progressive wing of the country, but in the conservative wing. I think what we're seeing now is a unique threat to American democracy in the form of President Trump, and progressives are coming up and making their voices heard and leading this movement at the local level themselves directly as a result.
And voting, I assume, is the most important thing.
Yeah, but the next elections for Congress, or most of them, aren't until 2018. We don't want to send the message that that's your only role in the democratic process as a constituent. You have a role to make your voice heard right now. There are meetings going on every single weekend by groups who are trying to figure out how to talk to their members of Congress. So we don't have to wait to 2018 to resist the Trump agenda. We can start doing it right now, and folks already have. Now, the Tea Party didn't win everything. Obamacare was passed.
Right.
Dodd-Frank was passed. But the Tea Party did win many battles, and they slowed down the mechanics of Congress so that President Obama was unfortunately able to get done much less. We think progressives are stronger today. We think progressives are more energized, and we think they're better organized. So, in fact, using the exact same strategies and tactics, they can have a big impact, and they really already have been having a big impact.
I want to ask you about an accusation that the president and many others on the right have made about the protests that we've been seeing around the country. Here's Fox News' Brian Kilmeade asking White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer about it this week on Fox and Friends.
Do you sense, instead of being an organic disruption, do you sense that there's an organized pushback and people are being paid to protest?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, protesting has become a profession now. They have every right to do that, don't get me wrong, but I think that we need to call it what it is. It's not these organic uprisings that we've seen through the last several decades. You know, the Tea Party was a very organic movement. This has become a very paid AstroTurf-type movement.
Ezra, how do you respond to that? And do you have to prove, you know, that there aren't paid protesters in order to push back on this accusation?
Yeah, I think it's funny to hear that. It's just so off base. And I will say that there are many in the progressive community who continue to think of the Tea Party as a purely AstroTurf campaign that was fully financed by the Koch brothers. That's actually not really true, that there was support from the above for the Tea Party, but it was fundamentally an organic movement of a lot of disgruntled conservatives who didn't like the president and wanted to resist. What we're seeing today in the progressive community is very, very much the same thing. I will say the Indivisible Project is entirely volunteer run right now. There are over 100 volunteers who are coming together. The typical group is a handful of people who come together for the first time who haven't been politically engaged but want to resist Trump's agenda in some way. And we see them bring 20 people together in their living room. And then in the next meeting, it's 200 people in their community at a church. I would challenge anybody on the other side to find somebody pulling the strings of this movement. It doesn't exist.
That's Ezra Levin, who co-wrote Indivisible Guide and is president of the board of the nonprofit Indivisible. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. Ezra, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.